רבי יוסי חזן, אחרי מאת קדושה.
A person who lost a tzaddik in Kodesh, and he lost 11 children in the war. And Azab Rismila was a gewaldig simcha. All the gedele hadmurim, the rabbanim, everyone was there. Pinta lef simcha was in New York at the time, and they were mechabed him with Amiras Abrachas and Kriyas Hashem. And he came there with some kind of mashpak. His name was Reb Tziviak, a well-known Askin in America, who was next to his son Ichemeir. And Beshas they were waiting around. The Chvesnish, Label Tziviak, asked his son, "Why is it that at a bris mila you say the bracha k'shem shenichnas lebris can you katanes l'tayr l'chup l'masim toiv? You don't say this by any other mitzvah." So his son said a vort, the famous vort from the Tzemach Tzaddik of Vishnitz, others for him say it, that just a mitzvah be'emes is a mitzvah of the son. A mitzvah which you do when you're 8 days old, you do without any pnius, with any personal advancement, gain. So we say, G'shem shenichnas lebris, without any gaiva, without any shleilish and shemayims, k'en yikonis, the teiru l'chul ma'asim toiv. Leib Simcha overheard it, and he said, "Ichul gezok midilei." He was moisiv. The famous word from the Kotzker, Parshas Kedushim, the second of this week's Parshas, opens with Kedushim to you, and the last words of the Parsha are Demeim bo. And the Kotzker says, it's a typical Kotzker word, "Blitz zolmen kosten, aber akodesh zolmen zayin." That a person has to be willing to be akodesh even at the price of blood. So the Leib Simcha said, based on this word, I would tie it k'shem shenichnas lebris with he's willing to shed blood. Is k'en yitkones l'teiru l'chup l'masim tovim and l'teiru l'skayin ol mishemeim is atzmila. And to understand, it's a very tifa word. We're in Siach Sari Tzarfei Kodesh. After we marked him, we're in the month of Iyar. I don't know much about Iyar, but as I mentioned last week, Iyar is Gimachia Erech, Arucha, Tzadn Sforam HaKadoshim, that the month of Iyar, as we were Mayrech last week, I'm not going to repeat it, Ali Hashem Rifecho, is a school of Rafuus. God, as someone pointed out, Asher Alkein, the last HaTorah in Chodesh Iyar, which is Parashas Duchu Goyusai, ends with the famous words, Rafaini Hashem Ve'erof. Which is also the reason why we say in the piyut, Yidid Nefesh, we say, Keil no refona lo, baharis lo, noyam zivecho. Which of the 12 months of the year is called in the book of Malachim, Chodesh Ziv. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the month of Iyar, Sheboi nildu zivsoni ha'oil. So we know, first step, that Chodesh Iyar, as we were married last week, is a Chodesh of Refuz. That's a Gemara. Shabbos. Number two, the second thing I know, is that Chodesh Iyar, it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, this is the month of Mechias Amlochemes Amolik, who Chepetuch, what's called Yisrael, Bederech, Betzeinschem, Mitzroyim, trying to be Meneya Matan Torah. Therefore, it was Berefidim, Chazal Sei Sherofi Yudeya Midivrei Torah. And just for those of you who I know who love Gematrias, right, Rav Amshor points out in three different places, Atzeres, which is another name for Shavuos, Imakoil, is Gimatria Zovas Cholav Udvash. Cholav Udvash is Gimatria Rotzen. I'm just throwing out three disparate right. Rotzen, right? And Rotzen is the same Gimatria Zel Umaze of Rifin. If there's a Rofu Yudeim, a Rifidim, what is the Eitzah to the Rofu Yudeya Midivri Torah when a person has a starka Ratzon? Hello? You with me? That's Cholov Udvash is Gematria Ross, the opposite of Rifi. And Eretz of us, Cholov Udvash, is one of the Torah the Torah gives for Eretz Yisrael. So I immediately see that this month is somehow connected to Eretz Yisrael and Ross. And this is not, I'm not stop picking up, making ideas out of, picking up rabbits out of a hat. It's both these ideas of Rotsen and Eretz Yisrael are Mavurin Medrash, the Avodah of Sfiras Olam. Number one, Chazal tells us, Tani Rav Chiya, Sheva Shabbosos Tzmimos Tiyena, Omer Rav Chiya, Tani Rav Chiya, Emos Ayhem Tzmimos, when are the month, days, the month, the weeks of Sfiras Olam, Tzmimos, when are they wholesome and complete, Bizman She Yisrael Oysin Ritzoy Nishobok. So I see, first of all, there's a connection of Rotzen, Ritzoy Nishalmokim, which is connected to Sfiras Olam. Number two, on the Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu, Chazal say, Hadol Dechsiv, Yishlach Ezrach HaMikoydesh, Umitziyon Yisadeka, a connection to Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash continues, Amar Ablevi, Kol HaBrachos, V'toivos, V'nechomos, Einoi Elamitziyon. All brachos that come to Kol Yisrael come from Tziyon, from Yishalayim. And I'm a simple person. What in the world does Kedoshim Tiyu, kind of mitzvah tliyu ba'oretz, what does it got to do with the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael? When the emes is Chazal say that Yidden were zeichet Eretz Yisrael, Avram was zeichet Eretz Yisrael, in the schus of the mitzvah of Oymer, and bechlal bizman hazeh, the whole mitzvah of Sfiras Oymer is a zeicher lemigdosh, as the Gemara says in Sukkot Tafim Aleph. Menolon davdinon zeicher lemigdosh. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah Kapitel Lamed, ki nitche korulav tzion hi. Deirish, ein lo mikad, mikal de boy derish. One has to be a deirish letzir. Is the charaya that these weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, befrat, in these weeks, netzach vahoyit, chazal say in brachas, va netzach ze Yerushalayim, vahoyit ze beis hamikdash. So these weeks, bechal and Sfiras HaOmer, bechal is keneged Yerushalayim, keneged Eretz Yisrael. So there's two in Yonam I have to understand. What in the world does Rotzen? What does that mean? What is the connection to Eretz Yisrael? And just to drain you completely a cup, let me just throw out two other midrashim. Chazal say, on the pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu, that Chal Yisrael said to the Eibishter, Amarti, you told us Kedoshim Tiyu, Hasser Mimenu Esamovaz, get rid of death. Okay. Another Indian, Kedoshim Tiyu, Chazal say, the Malachim, the Elyonim, their die, who have no Yetzer Hara, they are insufficient with one Kedushim. Arber Tachtoimim, we Kruzichoimer, Yudhi Isha, we need two Kedushas, Valavayamd. What's these two Kedushas? Okay, to understand this, let me just go through the Pasha. Let's start. Kedushin Tiyu says Rashi, Pasha Zunemer, Bahakil, which is connected already to it. The days of Sfiras HaOmer, which is the preparation for Matan Torah, which is called Yom HaKol. Therefore, the pasuk says Dabra El Kol Adas. Dabra El Kol Adas is Gimatria Atzeres, which I said before is Gimatria Zovas Cholav Udvosh, which is Gimatria Vahar Tzinei Osh. Dabra El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, by the way, is Gimatria, just parenthetically, Chasin Kadosh Broiv Tuvcha Nal Adasecha, which is the Gimatria, the sphere of Oid. Okay. Then it says the mitzvah of, this is the Iker Kedoshim Tiyu. What is Kedoshim Tiyu? 875, what is it connected to? Hello? Anyone out there? You're not going to be a genius. That's Gimatria, Makoil, Visafartem Lochem. That's why you always read. If I'm not mistaken, in most schools in Holy Law, certainly, we read Kedoshim Tiyu every year in the Sfiras HaOmer. So Kedoshim Tiyu is Gimatria, Visafartem Lochem, 876, which is Gimatria, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Which you don't got to be a genius or a Kabbalist. It's brought in Moiri Eir, it's brought in Megalamukis, it's brought in Be'ez Hoscher Barichas, and if you don't like that, it's brought in Bash, in Kuf Chavov, in Ebenezer, Arber, the Rosh Tevis of Eir, Aleph Yud Yud Reish, is Avram Yitzchak Yankov Rochel. Okay, so it's Zichr, right? The fact that Kedoshim Tiyu is Gimatria. The Sephardim, you're not going to be a genius, because Kedoshim is Gimatria Chamishim Yoyim. The whole purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is the Kachenu L'Tareinu B'Kedosu Elyoyinu, and the Sefer Tevis Al Sfiras HaOmer is Gimatria 630, which is Torah Kodesh, which is connected to whom? Yosef Atzadeh, because Yosef with a Manzapach Pei. Hello, is Gimatria? Hello, Earth. If Pei is 700 in Manzapach. Hello, so what is Yosef? 876. Was gemakriv? Was fartum? Was gemakriv? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel, etc. Okay. By the way, just parenthetically, in case you're not totally sidraic by now, Rav, I'm sure, adds that on Pesach, the Leil Seder is yoyred all kind of oiris, al yoyin, gavaldiga oiris, the sarusa de la'ela, and then it's taken away, and that, you know, tzafun at the end of the Seder, hello, 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 yeah? And the avoid of Sfira Sa'imer is besarusa l'sata, the megala, that which is tzafun. What is the gematria of tzafun? With a langen nun, a mantzapach nun, weiter 876, which is Yosef, which is Sephardim Lechem, which is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel, etc., etc. Hello. So this also is all connected to kedusha, to Yosef, to hello, hello. Yeah, with me. Yeah. This is all connected to Sephardim Lechem, which kedusha to you, which is connected to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel. Now, can I ask you a simple question? I'm a simple person. I don't know any, right? Where does Rachel fit into this agenda here? I can dalad ragli America. Where's Rachel coming? And if you're not totally confused, the Jacob Dayan says Yichud Yankiv and Rachel is gimachia mincha chadoshem atzafarta lachem kedushin tia is gimachia parts of Yankiv and Rachel. Rachel comes. Where does Rachel fit into the general picture? I want to say a very simple vort, which is basic Judaism 101. We said before the Chazal. When is the Sefirah Sa'imer wholesome and complete? Bizman Shi Yisrael Oisim. Doesn't say they do a lot of mitzvahs, they learn Shas. Bizman Shi Yisrael Oisim, Ritzui Nishol Mokam. Interesting Oisrach. What does it mean, Yisrael or Oisim Ritzui Nishol? There's a Gewaldige Shem Yishmul in Chanukah. He says it in quite a few places, and the Shvu is very all over Shem Yishmul, Kachos from this word. You know, when we have the Bracha at the Chasima of Hallel, we speak about Chasidecha Tzadikim Oisei Ritzoynech. Kal Yisrael are called Chasidim who are Oisei Ritzoynech. Malochim are called on Shabbos Giboyre Koyach Oisei Dvor. Says the Shem Yishmul, what's the difference between a Malach who's called Oisei Dvori, who carries out the words of Hashem, and Klal Yisrael, which is not Oisei Devore, which is Oisei Ritzinich? What is the difference? I've said many times the famous story in Eretz Yisrael to a certain machlekes. I'm not getting involved, not even dealing with the personalities. And they wrote to a great Rav in Litta for a tshuva on this issue. He wrote a 16-page tshuva, all the mekayers. And another Rav in Eretz Yisrael disagreed. They asked him, "Aye, what's so stupid? The raya is Simon and Sifin Shulchan Aruch." So he said very, very famously, it's a tire of words, a very dangerous word, but it's a tire of words. Er zogt was teure zogt, und ich zog was teure will. He's saying what teure says, but I'm telling you what teure wants. And in this week's parasha, from the mitzvah of Kedushin Tiyu, as the Ramban tells you, Kaddish Atzecha b'mutrloch, that a person can be a novel brishus of teure, you see that a person who walks by the precipice, who could quote you chapter, what is this famous line, even the devil could quote scripture. A person could quote you chapter and verse, and he could still be in a bechina from a novel brishus atayr. In the charaya, it's not enough to be an oisid dvori. A person has to be mizbuinin, what the Sfas Emes calls the chapes beginze amelech, and in every situation to know what does the Baal Shefer want of me. Hayitu be'enei Hashem. And says the Shem Yishmul, Chazal say that in Olam Haba, Yidin will be a mechitza pnimi, from the Malachim will be mechitzanius, outside, and the Malachim will ask the Yidin every day, what was the Ebrishter Mechadish today in the Smedish in Bote Gavoy, in the inside. And you see this as a Shreklecha, Mamish HaHere Hagos Yaivitz. We all know the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nunches. Terrible story of a person who was working for a balabos, and he sort of rang rings around him, and he lost all his money, and his wife left him, and the worker married the balabos's ex, and he hired his former boss, the ex-husband, to Mishamish. And when he came in, being Mishamish, seeing him and her sitting there eating, drinking, and being married, Zolgo ein of the Moyes, and Chazal say, Be'uys Yisho, it was Nechtem, the Gzardin of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says Rabbi Yankiv Emden, it's, from here I see Beraya Brura, says Rabbi Yankiv Emden, that a person that sheyesh oven sheinoy mufurish mavur or b'shemokim v'uchomer ma'oid v'sonui be'enei amokim yoyser me'averus hachamurus v'hanish arbe bavur. Befrat that one is not chushish mavur. In other words, one can keep reiner shulchan aruch. You've not chapped, you've not transgressed officially, legally on anything. But this whole thing is chomer gefeldach be'enei Hashem, and it's going to be a churban akal Yisroel. And the avoid of zimei sfiras ha'omer is not to be only oisid devori; it's to be oisin ritzoyni shomog. It's bechal the nagdoma of Rabbeinu Nissengon. He brings there's a chiyuv on a yid not only to do the do's and the don'ts, but to know what is the Ross and Hashem. The famous Ruchonim, it's how long this in Kamekoyim of Gutzman is Meirich in Kuntrasishi Urim of Sechti Kiddushin in the Sugi of Mitzvah Oizah, that it's not enough to do what the Eibishter said, but a person has to do what the Eibishter, this is the idea of what the Eibishter wants. Even a Goy, says Ruchonim, right? If he knows that this is the Ross and Hashem, although it's not officially legislated, he's Mechuyiv to do so. And Klal Yisrael's Mechuyiv to Mechapis what is the Ratzon Hashem. Says the Sfas Emes in Parash Le'elcha, this is the difference between Noyach. I've discussed this once before. By Noyach it says he was a Tadik Tomim. Right? Es Elikim is Halich Noyach. As Rav Dessler says, he never stole anything from the Eibishter. Nothing, everything he had was Meshubid to the Ratzon Hashem. His time, his money, his body, everything. Aber Es Elikim with Midas Hadin. Someone who goes lifnim shuras adin, whose mechapes begins the amelech to understand the shirish hamitzvah and its tachlis to be marbin kvid shemayim to give nachas ruach liyitzroy, and he's not interested in his personal gain, in his shtikul of yosin and gan eden, whether or roast and toast, that's irrelevant to him. His avoid of a chosid is to give nachas ruach to the rabbi Yishuv. And therefore, since Noyach the Tzaddik is Eloi Esolikim is Halech Noyach, Midas Hadin, which is the Chitzoinius, Shemesh Umogin Hashem Olikim, therefore Noyach can't be Mamtik Dinim, can't be Mispal Aldo. Dafka from Avinu, what does Yankov Avinu say? Halechim, Asher is Halchu Avoyse Lefonov, who were above and beyond the Nimishur Sadin, Daf Gavar Mavinu could be spalled for Bnei Dori. But Emes is a Tundvel Yorab, I'll use the Losh. Chochum Yisrael Sheyesh by Divrei Teir La Amitoy, and Emes of Chochum, Mis Anach Al Kvoidu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kvoidu Shal Yisrael Kol Yomov, what is he bothered with? Not whether he's Yotzi Dechavosoi, not whether he'll be Yerush Gehenim, Gan Eden. He's worried about the Kveid Shemayim, Kveid Yisrael, Umechamed, Umechavi, Umechapel, Kveid Yushalayim, Val Beis HaMikdosh, Val Yeshua, Shetitzmach Bekorah, Val Kibbutz Golias, Umiyad Shorsa, Olav Ruach HaKodesh. Through that, because he's selfless and self-effacing, and he's worried about the Eibishter, and he's worried about Kal Yisrael, therefore the Eibishter showers upon him Ruach HaKodesh. What is Ruach, this Ruach HaKodesh? Explains the Sifti Chaim, Ruchaim Friedland, the Mashiach Uponovich. It brings rayas to it. Ruach HaKodesh is pshat at the Megalot, the Mishamayim, the Tachlis, and the Tafkid, the unique purpose of every person in the world. And through that, one is zichet to what's called Ha'oros Ponim, we discussed last week, Yisa Hashem Ponim Ve'lecho, right, say Chazal Megamar Brochus, because the Eibishter commanded me, V'chalto V'savoto V'rachto, and he medaktik him V'atzman Rakezayim. When a person goes to Nimishur Sadin and is not interested in making a checklist to see what Gan Eden will get, then the Eibishter is Yisa Hashem Ponim Ve'lecho, is zichet to Ruch HaKodesh, to Ha'oros Ponim. Punkt. The Shabbos is Yud. Here? Come to your Sunday is your Aleph ears, the Lula of the Rapshitz. I saw a mice, you're not going to like this mice because you're not going to understand. It's like, ah, Sharfa mice, Mamad Imre Harif. But one of the Rapshitz or Enochel once met the Guter Yid, Rabbi Yossel of Neistot, who was the son of the Holy Mor V'Shomesh. And the Guter Yid was a Chosid Dovuk, Baramachi Vorov to the Rapshitz. And the Einikel wanted to, he didn't know. He said, tell me what was unique about my Zayda, about the Zera Kodesh, that you were so dovel to him, you were so attached to him. So the Guter Yid said, right, you want to know about your Zayda? I'll tell you. He was a person who didn't want to be frum. And he didn't want to be good. And he wasn't concerned if he did an aveir. And he wasn't worried about doing tshuva. You would go crazy on it, right? Doesn't want to be frum, doesn't want to be good. Doesn't worry about aveiros, doesn't want to do tshuva. Elamai, said the Guter Yid, the Shechina HaKadosha never had a better chaver yedid neman than your Zayda. That's a tayir tifavot. In other words, explains the Ramot Chazilber, there are gedolim, there are great people, but they have a tviya to the Eibishter, they have a cheshbon with the Eibishter. Now, chafashol, not mitzad yiras ha'oynish, mitzad yiras ha'roimimus. But they know there's a tviya, and there'll be a yom hadin, and they'll have to give din v'cheshbon. And they help the cheshbon. Was I mekayim the mitzvah karoi? Was I yoytzi dechev also itinish? They have a cheshbon, everything. Aber the tachlis of a yid was not to be an eved only and a puyul, is to be a shutif lakodesh baruch hu, is to be a b'chinas from ben, where he's mafkir himself cold to the Eibishter to do Ritzayin Hashem. Gerada, just parenthetically, one of the things I've said countless times here, one of the, if you, anyone ever learns Zera Kodesh, the Rav, that one of the kolim, but the whole sefer is mused on, is the inyan of eskalus hamidus. What is Kalos Amidus? Every person has a tzir. The person is Chesed, the person is Gevura. Everyone has their Derech and Avoy. So the Rabshits are famously said, I've said this many times, the Baba Rebbe used to have this many times. Tzi Tormin Ishtayim. You can't be OTT excessive. Tzu Frum is Min HaRosh. Tzu Gut is Min HaBal Taiva Anoyev. Tzi Klug is Min HaPikurs. You can't be excessive anything. If you're too chesed, love, sweetness, brotherhood, life, you're a noyif. If you're too frum, walk around with him, then you're a rasha, a horrible person. Right? Too smart, you're a rabbi doctor, you're a chesed apikud. Right? So what does a yid have to be in Erlich Yid? You have to be frum, and good, and klug. You gotta be, have this, what's called the skalvus hamidus. Now you ask the obvious question, I've said this a countless times. How could a person operate with diametrically polar opposite meters which schlepping in different directions? The answer, says the Maggid of Koshnitz, is from the Maggid of the Grace of Maggid. If a person is ayin, he's bottle, then he could have this iskalus amidus and be in two directions. He could be a matzpin and a madrim, he could have teru gdulu magamechel, he could have everything, because he's not a mitzis. When a person is bottled, not to the mitzvah, but to the bala mitzvah, to the bala rotzen, right, then there's nothing he can do. And therefore the Rav Shitzer says, the idea of shvuas, which we're leading up to, is always connected to the number three. Right? Chesed on one side, the right side, vura on the left side. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tapi Ches, the greatness of Atzeres is that what? Says the Gemara, that Brich Rachmanas Diavlan Urient Lisoi, Biyachit Lisoi, Al Yedeit Lisoi, everything is connected to three. That's why the Gemara says in Psachim Dafsam Ches, Rabbi Yisrael said, Ivduli Iglu Tilsa Biyame Datarko. Make me a threefold, a three, whatever, however you touch. Why? Because Shavuos is connected, this Indian of his Torah is Midas Hativ Eres, the third month. It is Skalus Hamidus. How do you come to Skalus Hamidus? Tafka through this idea of Bithel. The fees I understand, all the Sforim bring that Atzeres, Shavuos, is Gimatria Keser Chochmabin. Now, if you took Course 101 in Kabbalah, there's Midas, spheres. Normally, that is that a person, let's say, it's pretty basic. The avoid of Sfiras HaOmer is that a person without Torah, without Yiddishkeit, without Yisrael Mitzrayim, you're Mitzrayim, Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, you're Bechinas Behem. The idea of Sfiras HaOmer is to shine, to radiate, to make luminate, to illuminate the Sa'irim, which is Michael Behem. It's like a Mirchas Soitim. He also Maisa Behem. So the purpose of a human being, an Odom, which is the Gavon of Siras Oimer, is to become a Bardas. I've said 1,000 times, what do you mean a Bardas? There's 3 Muichen, there's 3 cerebral intellectual qualities, Chochma, Bina, and Das. And as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Moyach has to be Shalot Alev, which is the reason why the Abrahams created man walking upright. Mashiach and a Behemoth walks on all 4. The Behemoth, all parts of the body are the same. But in Odom, you have Moyach, your mind, Chachma bina das, which is shaylit on your meat. So far so good. If you ever like whatever, I don't know, you just open up any sefer. Sometimes we speak about chachma bina das, which is the order, and das is the mafteach, the kol shiz. It opens up, it affects your meat. This das bin lachav odom yodas chav ishtoi. From that which you know in your mind, has to affect your heart and your actions. Because at the end of the day, a person doesn't work with his mechid. A person works with actions. Hello? You know what the word emotions comes from? By the way, just a bit of trivia. From a French word in the Middle Ages, which is the same etymologically, the same root word as the word motor. What moves a person? Your midas, not your moichin. But your moichin, I always say the midas are the motor that moves you, that propels you. The motion is the emotion. But maybe you'll crash. For that, the Eibishter gave you a steering wheel, and that's your brain. Where to go? The Natsav, what do you call it? The Katsav, the Satnav, I was going to say. That is the Moich, which tells you the address with Afghan, and then you put your foot on the petrol and the gates before it. You with me? You go with the motor, you go with the, right? That's the emotion, right? But the Seichel, you shouldn't crash, you shouldn't go the wrong direction, that's Seichel. So Chochma Bina Vadas, which is motivating and inspiring your midas. Yeah, hello? Says the Arizal, this order of Chachma Bina Vadas is mitzat chitzoinis ha-world. That's the way the world is. Aber b'pnimiyas on a much higher level, when we reckon the 10 spheres, we don't reckon das, we reckon keser. Yeah, as you do it, there's either keser Chachma Bina, or there's Chachma Bina das. When you're dealing b'pnimiyas, we deal the higher way is keser. What is Keser? I know what Chochma is, I know what Bina is. What is Keser? Hello? Anyone out there? Hello? Earth, you're Jews. If you tell me you know what Keser is, I'll give you an afras. Because you're a liar, a shaykh. No, but how could you know what Keser is? But Keser is related to the idea of Rotsen. A Rotsen is... Look, are you your Midas? I can be very frank with you. Are you your Midas? Your midas move you, but not you. They're how you act. There's you and your midas. Varai, you could change your midas. You could be beteva, kaisen, whatever, akilia, whatever, and you could change your midas. Something you could change, although it's difficult, is that it's not you. Could you change your chacham bina das? Could you develop your mind? Could you learn shas? I mean, hello? You could fill your cranium with information. You could gain intellectually. What is your nefesh is connected your rotzen. Possible. Im yesh es nafshechem. What does that mean? Your rotzen. The keser drückt sich aus, it expresses your etzem nefesh. Something much higher than your intellect or your emotions. So far so good? So when you deal with chochma bina das, you deal with intellect, even mitzat kvayochel maylo, you're dealing with what the Eber is the logic. The midas. When you're dealing with the madrega of keser, as I explained many times to you, you're dealing with the rotzen Hashem. And the principle is, ein tam l'rotzen. Rotzen functions beyond intellect. Does that make sense to you? Wakey wakey, anyone alive here? Hello? What you do in life is based only on intellect? Or rotzen? Rotzen is much higher. Think about it. The really important seminal decisions in life, I've said this to you many times, is based on Rotsen, which is higher, Oynig and Rotsen, which is higher than Seif. The idea of Atzeres being Gimatria, Keser Chachmat Bina Das, means I'm not only bottled to that which the Eberster said, I'm not only bottled to the logic in the Torah Mitzvahs, I'm bottled to the Rotsen Hashem, which is Be'etzem Lemaila Mitam V'Das. a person on that, if a person does a mitzvah, he can do a mitzvah because it makes sense. He's bottle to say. The tachlis of a yid is to be bonim atem l'shem alikichem, where he's oivin Hashem l'shem shemayim mitzad ahava, not mitzad his own personal tehillas. The lashon of svarim, he's gufoy konui to the ebishter. Therefore, that's how the kinyan of matir work as a svarim ma'arich. Which is the opposite. I said, what year? Where was the milchama was against whom? Amalek. Amalek is gaiva. Amalek is taking and not giving. A zvuf. Amalek is al brashetavis. Am nutrikan al manas lekab. Amalek only does what it understands. Mitzat hakira, as the Bnei Yisrael says. Therefore, where do you destroy Amalek? Where is Amalek? Mitachas Hashemayim. Because the Gemara says famously in Pesachim Daf Nun, Ki Godol Me Al Shemayim Chavdecha, Ki Godol Ad Shemayim Chavdecha. The person serves Hashem Lishmo, it's Me Al Shemayim. He reaches the Kisei Yaakovin, and there in Chichol of the Kisei Chavdecha. The person is Shaloi Lishem Shemayim, which is Amalek, and Amalek after Kabul, is Ad Shemayim, Ad Veloy Ad Bechol. So the idea of being bottled to Keser, to the Eberster, Keser Chachmabina, which is Atzeres, is the avoid of serving the Eibishter as a ben, b'vchinas ahavu l'shem shemayim, as a chosin, a meschasid, and koini l'shem shemayim, for the sake of the Eibishter. Where is the place in this world where is nisgale the ahavu of the Eibishter to Knesset Yisrael and vice versa? That place is usually there, it's Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Right? Where you could serve the Eibishter, not only we thought the Eibishter said, but oisei risaynecha, that means even in b'chol drachecha do'ei, whatever you do, you're serving the Eibishter. That's at the Bashem Tavtayt, Eretz Yisrael, gavoya mikol ha'aratzius, that the artzius of Eretz Yisrael is greater than the artzius of anywhere else. That's the idea of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you have a promise, l'man yirbu yameichem ebineichem al ha'adoma, right? Because in Eretz Yisrael, you're b'chinas ben, you don't have the inyan. For a ben, there's no inyan of seinim matanas yichid. And b'frat Yerushalayim, the pasuk says, v'yivna or Yehuda, v'yeshu sham v'yereshua, v'zera avoda v'yinchalua, v'oya v'yishmo yishkinu bo. Yerushalayim is the place, the mokim amigdosh, the mokim of the Akedis Yitzchak, where in this galer, the hava, we say, hava sin al tishkar l'netzach. What do we say in Rosh Chodesh? We say, Uvishire David Avdecha, Nishmayim Birecha, Amur Birecha, Ahavas Oilum Tov. Yishlayim is a place of Ahavas Oilum. Therefore, Chazal say in Ksuvas Avkavyud, Kolador be Eretz Yisrael, Doime Kemishi Eshev Alika, Vagdoye Berchus Loretz, Doime Kemishi Einlu Alika. Dover Adal, Gershuni Ayoim, Beluzta Peach, Benachlus Hashem. What's the, Chazal say, Hashem Tuvas Mayrech, The Mokim Shel Ritzoyne Shel Odom, a person who wants to have an Ava, wants to be B'vchinas Ben, wants to be a Chosid who serves the Eibishter Hashem Shemayim, he's an Eretz Yisrael. He has a different Eibishter than a person who's serving there as a self-serving mechanism to get a shtickle of Yos. And therefore you see, the Gemara says, Alei Chorvu Yushalayim, says the Gemara of Asra, El Al Shemidu Dineyem Al Dinter. If you work in Mishuris Adin, Rechurban. You want to come to Yushalayim to have a Sion, that's within the Mishuris Adin. We have no time to elaborate. The difference is a person who's serving the Eibishter because he's a Bechinas Ben, then he, we all know the famous Chovas Halavovas, that a true Elch Yid, you know, by David HaMelech, it says he learned from Achitofel what? Shnei Dvorim B'lo. And all this foreign bring is a Derech Chovas Halavovas, and Emes Elch Yid has only two things. Even the Yonei HaRishus is either a Geder Mitzvah or a Geder Avera. The category of gray of Rishus doesn't exist. And the Iker Nisoyin of a Yid, when the Gemara says the Yitzhar is Hayyim Aymer L'Asikach, Machle L'Asikach, till he comes and tells you Zlech Avera V'Yitzhorah, what's the first Kach? Not to tell you go and eat the Chazatrei from McDonald's. Do a Mitzvah, do a good deed, Aber for the wrong reasons, the wrong motivation. In Daf or in Yoni Harishus, Havi Zahirim Birshus, he says to Melchom Alivecha, says Rashi, Melchom is Rishus Agos Medaber. The Iker battlefield against the Yitzhar is not mitzvahs and Averis, is doing in Yoni Harishus Hashem Shemai. And that's, and therefore that's the avoid of Sfiras Oimer, Visafartem is Gimachia, Keser Elyon, Kedashim Tiyu, Kikodesh is Rashi Tavis, Keser. Vatal oneself to Rishus. You want to hear a Gavaldi Gavor? Rishus Hemakoil is gematria of a haftar of Elvikecho, which is gematria of a haftar Yachakam Lichani Hashem. How does a person do tzichuis his ava to the Eibishter? Dafkin Yoni Harishus. How does a person do tzichuis, how does he express his ahavas Yisrael? If a person's selfish, so I want to do the mitzvah. I need the ilam haba, I want the shikul of Yosef. If a person is an elchid and he wants to be goyim nachas ruach to his father, the main afgamin if he does the mitzvah, if another he does the mitzvah, abi the eibishel ham nachas ruach from the kinder. It doesn't make a difference who does it. So true avas Hashem and true avas Yisrael is dafka when a person reaches this level of rishus. Now I go back to what I said before. Ear is a month of refuas. What's the idea? I said this once before. What is refuah? Everyone knows the Gemara of Basra. Rabbi Shmuel, the rapa yirapa mikan shenitna rishus l'roi filarafis. Said Rabbi Sashalom Belzus l'yogin aleinu. What's rishus? There's a name called rishus. You know, in the Anu B'Choyach, Satan's Rishus Leimer, the last line, shavaseinu kabel u'shmat zakiseinu yedei atalumis. What's the Rosh Hashanah? Gimatria rishus. When a person is miskadish or mistired in Yonim HaRishus, then you have the Shaveseinu Kabel Ushmat within the Lumis, then you have the Rufua Mikan Chinitna Rishus, the Rufil Rapis. In Kutsk, the Chassidic Kadmoy of Kutsk used to say, and in Al-Chayt, we say, Al-Chayt Yechatonu Lufanecha Ba'azus Ponim. What's the Azus Ponim? That a person says he knows it's wrong. He knows it's not the rotzen of the Eibishter, but he said, "Ask Ponim." He goes, "Vushtek Shulchan Aruch, Vushtek Apir Shulchan Aruch is Mutter." That's the Chetcha Chatonu. That's the novel Brishus HaTorah. When a person, that's what the Kusker said. You want to have Kedushim to you, it has to be Mesiras Nefesh, Mesiras Harotzen, B'dmei Embo. Now I begin to understand. I said, "Ir is Rosh Hashanah, Avram Yitzchak Yankiv." Was Rachel come in the picture? I've said to you countless times, the Shulah Bilchus brings out the time to elaborate. What's the difference between a man and a woman? I'll give you an example. A man has the mitzvah of perivinivya? Yeah. V'chivsh, the woman? No. Why v'chivshu? You ask any woman, is that not, I don't want to say, it's strange, no? From Riyadh. I mean, men are dispensable, everyone knows that. Fathers are dispensable. A woman, even science, they can't have a child without a woman. Correct? If he comes as a woman who's 9 months of a pregnancy with labor, with the and she's plucked from the mitzvah. No, I have no time to elaborate, but the nekuda of the beer is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Yosef. There's a mile in mitzvah of Oysa, and there's a mile in being Shein mitzvah of Oysa. The mile of mitzvah of Oysa is, yeah, various, explained in various ways. The Gemara Pashtus Oysa says because you have a bigger Yitzhak. You're doing something optionally from your heart. Avo, but if it's mitzvah, you don't want to roast and toast in Gehenim Leirchem. Hello, there's a mile in each. So the Eibishter was. I know it's a mitzvah of a woman to have a child. How do I know? Because the Mishnah says that Isha miskadesh is bo ubishlucha. So the Gemara asks, Hashta she can mekadesh shlucha bo mi boy. Answers the Gemara mitzvah bo yisim ubishlucha tacharaya as the ran the is the mitzvah of a woman to have a child. It's a mitzvah, but ain't a mitzvah. Because here's ain't a mitzvah. Lama also Hashem kochem, because the Eibishter wanted that that child who was born should be a product of someone who's mitzvah oisa with those milas, and a product of someone who's aiming mitzvah oisa, and through that you get shleimus, which is connected to a general concept. There's supposed to be yeshish and ribi oisa, 600,000 letters in the Torah. Connected shish and ribi neshamas Yisrael. What about women? There are only 600,000 males. What happens to women? Many answers. One of the answers is abi kabbalah. There are black letters in the Torah, and there's white letters. The men are connected to the black letters, and the women to the kaf, to the white letters. Which means there are those things which clear, shards of, you know, black and white, as you say, clear, thou shalt not. That's connected to men, mitzvah oisa. Then there is a gedder which is not, we have to have, but the women have bino yaseira, even as a tello, to the hovin dover, mitoich dover, to know not what the Eibishter said, but what does the Eibishter want. By a woman changing nappies is just as holy as whatever, you sitting and grappling with Givay. That's what the Eibishter wants of her. That's why the Vinish Rebbe says, Kedushin T was also the Gimachi, Ashove, Mashve, Kotten, Vigob. Makes no difference. You're doing the Rav Tzana Hashem. That's the Iker in on the Avdel Kudsh Brichu, the Iker of what it means to be a Jew. By the way, that's also Pshar, to answer so many other things. Ish and Isha is Gimachia Oysen Klaf. Work it out. Doik Vitishkach. Work it out. There's a mile in the Oys, there's a mile in the Klaf, and a Sefer Torah with has only Oysius is like a ghost. It's sort of like Parchel Eila. It doesn't have to go to Sefer Torah. Every Oys has to be Muk of Gvil. You have to have both miles. Okay, I have no time to say, hold this up, this explains the brachas of Yankiv in many other cases. Aber the nekuda of the beer is that a person in Yiddishkeit always has to think not only what it says, for sure you can't be a chotim for your tzad. Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rochov, and then the chot b'chol ma'is. Aber afterwards, after you have the nasa, which is the action, al pi teira, al pi shulchan aruch, you have to have the venishma, which is the reason by matan teira, chisemer lebeis yankiv, elu anoshi, v'shagil, because the women are connected to the venishma to understand what is the rotzon Hashem. And that is the avoid of sfiras ha'imer, and the avoid of sfiras ha'imer, through that, we should all be zoich of al-gidei, the yushper ra, shef ha'rav, the chalo oilemis, the sakin is nafshishenu, the b'shvatar. Oh, thanks.